Alrighty, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I am your host, Society's Mutant / Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming at you from Phoenix, Arizona. And today is the Eye in the Storm. Today is the This Is So Big We Have to Talk About It moment. And because right now I say it's the Eye of the Storm, folks, is because my guest today is also a host. And hey, go ahead and introduce yourself, man. They should know you by now.
Right, yeah, you guys should get the hang of it. We have the Spokane Avenger here, Spectre Hudgens, and coming to you live, of course, from the big old city of Spokane. Beautiful, nice city right now, by the way. Lights shining.
Yeah, me and Victor and I, folks, how do I put this? I don't want to spoil anything, but if you're listening, I'll tell you a secret. We got some pretty big damn people coming in from big comic books. They're coming in soon. We can't say shit, Victor. Got it?
Oh, yeah. I ain't saying shit at
all. All right. Now, diving right into it, folks. So, obviously, this is not a comic. I just want to get that out of the way so people are like, what's with the comics and coffee episodes? Well, that is because, folks, we are in the middle of scheduling the new year. It was holidays and the beginning of the new year. If you're like, oh, it should be 24/7 interviews. Or whatever the fuck. Go fuck yourselves. We can't. Like, people have families. People have lives. There's only so much we can do.
Right, we're only human, man. We're only human. I can't sit there and grow extra appendages and try to do everything else, you know?
No, and I don't want to. I hate asking people, like, I want to spend time with family. I'm like, all right, fine. I'm not going to be like, no, fuck your family. Come on to my show. No, it doesn't work like that. But moving right in today, folks, we're keeping it going here. It is a Comics and Coffee Talk Show episode. We are talking about the news just as of this recording just happened, I think a day or 2 days ago, was the news on The Batman, the new DC movie that's been rumored on for the past since Batman v Superman came out. We've heard all the rumor speculation on this shit. We've heard it actually probably a lot longer than that. We've heard it for
probably,
a long
time. Actually, yeah. And then, of course, the rumors of all kinds of release dates and actors and cast and villains and plots and. Holy crap, too much to even try to theorize on that one, right?
It was, and the fact was we had Ben Affleck is Batman 1 week. He's not one the other week. Oh, he is this week. Oh, well, rumor has it he's not this week, and I'm like, enough with the fucking Batflick shit. You know, right? Enough. Like, it's not
wait,
news.
Wait till you hear the facts yourself.
Correct. And you know what, though? The news came out. He's not Batman anymore. Much to my breaking heart, he's not Batman.
That's what you heard? I mean, I also read an article or two about the fact that he just handed the mantle over for just this one film because of a certain reason. And that he's not permanently giving up that word due to a supposedly rumor has it to still see him in other, Batman films as well.
Ah, fuck that. I'm tired of these rumors. Tired of them.
Right, exactly.
I know. We are not, on this podcast, we are not talking about fucking rumors, man.
I know, right?
We're not. We can speculate.
Good God.
We're going to speculate. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the rumor cast. This is not the, we're coming on and talking about this shit. No, it is not. When we're doing a comics and coffee episode.
We're strictly based on facts, right?
Correct. Here. We're not doing this bullshit. I am tired of these rumors, sick of them. This is not right. Like, this is sick of information. But we can speculate. Like, that's what we're here to do today, is we're going to speculate this one bit.
Can we use the word speculate a lot more? Because the R word is starting to hurt my head.
That's really much about true. So, today, folks, it's a Comics and Coffee episode, if you didn't know already. We're talking about The Batman. It's directed by Matt Reeves. It's going to be 2021. Yeah, Ben Affleck is not playing Batman for this. We don't know what's happening. Shazam has not come out yet. We don't know what else is going to happen. Shazam is the... I think I've talked about it on the show before. And I think, Victor, you've agreed on this. I believe so, unless it's from Earth 2 or some shit, that we are looking at Shazam is like Aquaman, $1 billion. They kind of did a soft reboot of the DC universe in the movies, $1 billion. Now Shazam is coming out next. People are a little bit more skeptical. I am not, because I am a huge Billy Batson fan. Shazam's the man. And the Shazam family? Fuck yeah, that's amazing. I'm like, I wish I had the Shazam family. Let me be adopted and get... Come on! and doing all that jazz, and so that's going to be the determining factor of where they go after that. That's why Wonder Woman 84 has been delayed so heavily. that they're waiting on what the feel is, what people want in the feel for these movies to be from now on, and Aquaman and Shazam are the beginning of the new universe, while still paying tribute to the old. So, with this new Batman and whatnot, they're going to see how he's going to be doing, this actor, whoever it may be. Now, everyone's saying who they want to be for Batman. We're not going to talk about that.
No, no rumors. No.
No. Not, that's not really rumor. That's just fan picks of who they want to be for Batman. That is everywhere, and we're not here to talk about... But okay, I will give mine John Hamm.
Okay. I'll give mine. Somebody who is not an idiot and actually can do a good character.
Fair point. That's a fair point, actually. That's a very fair point. Now,
so, I mean, anyways.
Yeah, it's just so much of that, and there's so much, like, we have this person for that, and this person Batman, and you know what? They're going to listen to a little bit, but they may not even listen to you at all when it comes to this shit. When it comes to Batman, they usually keep that one pretty close to the chest. And I gotta say, though, right off the bat, man, Ben Affleck out as Batman, heartbroken.
Right.
I don't know about you, BVS, he plays, and Justice League, say what you will, ladies and gentlemen, but I think he's wonderful. He's great. He's a great on time for all. Like, he brought in a Bruce Wayne, and he brought in a Batman. He looked good as Batman in the armor one. He had kick-ass suits. He wore them well. He worked with the Justice League. We actually saw a Batman with the JL, or JLA, whatever you want to call it. And then, you know, going against Superman in a little bit, too, in live action, we saw that, and he played it so perfectly. It's going to be tough. It is going to be tough doing one that's in this universe again. And a little bit more solo. But, because it is going to be based in the past a little bit. So, we know that for a fact, too. That is one of the facts that we're going to go over today. Because today is the fact. The bat news, if you will. So, Victor, what are your takes? That's mine. I really wanted him to stay as Batman. I think Ben Affleck was perfect for it.
Yeah, Ben. Okay. Ben Affleck, I wouldn't say he was perfect, but he was close to perfect. If that's
how dare you. How dare you, sir? Fighting words.
Hey, you asked for an honest opinion, man.
Very true.
You know, but I will say this, you know, I kind of like the style of, like, I was more of like a Keaton type Batman.
So you like the classic. So you're like,
I was a Keaton fan. I did not say that I did not like Ben Affleck as Batman. Mm-hmm. Actually, to kind of bring real myself back for a second, you know, because I did like him, and you know, you are right. It was great. He did play it well. He did work well with the JL, and you know, and it was a really good little fight scene between, you know, how he pulled it off with him and Superman in there. It was great. It was great. I mean, I own the movie. It's in my collection. You know, and every movie I own in my collection is, you know, out of my strict will, and I won't buy an actual movie unless I really want it. So yes. There should be enough proof to back me up a little bit. You know, but I want to hopefully kind of see more of like a Keaton style, more of like a detective style Batman, because he was, you know, he is like the world's greatest detective.
Is that a segue, sir? Because I think that's a segue. You know why?
Why is that?
Now, did you, honest opinion, did you know that about the detective nature of this film? Is that what you were hinting at there?
Kind of, but not really.
Kind of?
Like, I'm not going to really take kind of like accreditation on that, but no. Okay, well. But I do know that about Batman, personally.
Well, you just soiled the segue, sir. You're supposed to say yes. Fucking A, Victor. Come on, damn it.
Hey, I'm too honest, man. I can't help it.
Damn it.
I'm
just too honest. Well, look who you're talking to.
But you know what? Yes, I mean, I did know a little bit about that, and I thought it was kind of cool to kind of see how they're going to incorporate that.
Correct. This is supposed to be the most detective Batman's ever been in a movie. Now, what that means, is it going to be more of the scenes like in The Dark Knight, where he's investigating the bullets and doing all that, we get this epic fucking theme music, and he's going, it's like, and he's like, alright, investigating Batman shit, like, I'm like, alright, I'm down with this, and like, the villains tearing apart and whatnot, like, I really like that, and we're going to get a combined feeling with that, is that it's supposed to actually have a noir sort of feel to it as well.
That sounds pretty snazzy.
Yeah, out of the things on here, I mean, yeah. June 25th could not come any sooner of 2021.
No, And yep, June 25th, 2021. So that means they'll start, you know, filming towards the end of this year.
Correct. So if you guys need a Warner Brothers, DC, if you guys need any extras or people to play characters or anybody to work the sets,
I'll let the new Batman smack me around as a villain or something. I don't care.
Need a stand-in? Oh, sure.
Yeah.
J.K. Simmons, I'll stand in for you to get punched.
I'll stand there and take a few hits from Batman. I mean, it's been, you know... Oh my God. I actually did have a dream, and I still kind of do want to actually go toe-to-toe with somebody in a Batman suit that knows martial arts, so...
That could be made a possibility so fast. I just thought about something. No one's talked about this. We got him in the Justice League movie as his character, and I think... Fucking, he's really good at it. Like, I really want him back as it. Because I don't think we're going to have... What was the actor in the Dark Knight movies?
Oh, that played, you said that played Gordon?
Correct.
Oh, man, I cannot remember his name.
I know, I'm trying to, and listeners, we know, we hear you guys are like, it's fucking so-and-so, but this is with the power of the internet. No, I am taking a look here, but J.K. Simmons, a.k.a. Bring me pictures of Spider-Man.
Yo.
He was Commissioner Gordon and in Justice League, and I really liked him as Commissioner Gordon. Like, I thought I thought he was really good, and he looked, and with that mustache, fucking looked the part.
Yeah, dude, freaking J.K. Simmons is freaking Gordon. That was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, right? And like, it's like, it ain't him, and it's like, oh.
I was like, I saw him, I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute, who's watching your desk back at the office, huh?
Yeah, and it's like, wait a minute. Hey, pictures of Spider-Man. I cannot. For those of you that can do a fucking Jake or J.K. Simmons impression with J. Jonah Jameson, you are good. Yeah, you're good. You're good in life.
Right.
Taking a look at Gary Oldman. Jesus. Yeah, Gary Oldman played him, Gordon. And then you got J.K. Simmons. J.K., either one of the two better come back as Gordon. I will tell you that for a fact. But it actually may not be. Because if it's supposed to be a little bit younger Batman, do they still use J.K.?
Not really, no.
Fuck!
On a real note, if it's a younger Batman, that means everybody else has to be a little bit younger, too. You can't sit there and make Batman younger and keep everybody else the same, you know?
As a Gotham fan, bring it, you know, this is going to tie into our next talk segment on this, is I am definitely saying here that we need people from this is going to be fighting words to a bunch of Batman fans, because I know, you know what the latest season has really proved to me too? Gotham. The actors that play these iconic characters on there that we have. You know what? Bring on Ben McKenzie as Gordon in the Batman film. Maybe age him up a little bit too, if you want to do that route. Go and do that, because you will have an epic Gordon. You know, from these actors and actresses on there who play these characters, I am personally giving my vouch for them because they're so damn amazing. But that's just me.
Well, I couldn't really say much myself. I didn't really watch much of the Gotham TV shows.
So. Damn it, you're leaving me alone on this one.
Well, I have my own personal reasons why. It's nothing, you know, not the fact, because I actually liked it. It's just I got caught up in a bunch of other stuff though too.
Fairism, your father, that's better. No, that's good enough. It was mostly
work shit.
fair enough.
As you heard before, you know, I've had my oldest one likes to sit with me and watch these things now, so.
Correct. That is true. It's adorable. It's very fucking adorable. Now, I want to talk about one other thing here. Well, before we get to, because this is going to end us off on this episode here, because there's a lot to talk about for it, is what else, man, before we get to the villains themselves, because the other new segments that came out, other than the date, you know, Ben Affleck officially, noir feel, and being the most detective Batman ever, we're getting told it's going to be a pretty big rogues gallery. So we're going to have a bunch of villains in this. Now, they haven't said who, haven't said what, and where, when. The fact is, this has been, like, Batman in that universe. Like, Bruce has been Batman. They suited up in Cal, because he's always Batman, because, as been said before, he's never Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne died in the alleyway. He's always, since the alleyway, he's always been Batman. Well, he's always been the vigilante. And then the bat flew the window, and then there you go, he's Batman. But, moving on from that is, he's been fighting crime as Batman for 20 years in that universe. That's a pretty big fucking rogues gallery that you can do shit on.
Yeah, 20 years? A 20-year span? Oh, dude, the shit that you can cause with
that's
that.
That's every fucking Batman villain. I don't care what you say. You yep. cannot start anybody else and be like, here's Harvey Dent. He's like, no, and Bruce, and it's like, you're gonna go to shit, aren't you? And it's like, yeah, probably. Have you seen Gotham? Never really worked out too well. Like, and the other politician in Gotham is like being a terrorist with drones these days. It never fucking works. It's like, you're the new leader. Boom. Oh, what happened to that dude? He got blown up in the convoy. All right, you're the new one. Boom. What happened? Then you got blown up by that thing. And in Gotham, it's, oh, what happened to this politician? Joker gassed. The other one was replaced by Clayface.
Right. Or some of the other politicians, though, too. I mean, doesn't the universe work out? They get bought out, too, for money from the mafia.
Well, the mafia tends to die in that world. As soon as, like, there's no fucking way that the mafia is as big as it is when Bruce is a kid. In 20 years of him being Batman, there's no way in hell. And it could be, like, five... I'm going to say it's bullshit if we get another origin movie. It's like, it's him starting out. It's like, fuck you. I've just watched five seasons of that. I don't want that. And it's like, oh, Gotham will be over with a little bit by then. Cool. Fun fact. Fun bat fact is, we are tired of seeing the origins. If he's been a character for 20 years, do a 10-year mark. He's been Batman for 10 years. Everything's going to hell. You know, it's... So, there's so much... storyline, and as writers we know, and people who I know who work on this stuff are like, let's do this. Now here's one thing though that's going to affect this movie, because the TV shows do affect the movies, and the movies affect the TV shows, of who they're able to show for characters, who they're able to show for villains and whatnot. Now with this Batman movie being official and coming out in 2021 June 25th, and it's supposed to be a little bit younger Batman and whatnot, we have a Batwoman TV show coming out. And I want to...
That's been a long time coming for that one. That's a deserved.
It is. It is. But here's the thing, though, is these TV shows have affected it. Like, sometimes they'll test out villains, like the Suicide Squad. Before they made the Suicide Squad movie, they put the squad... They put a down version of the squad on Arrow. They had a special on season 3 or 2 or something like that, I want to say.
One of those? I think it was season three.
Was it season three? No.
I think so. Okay. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I mean, but I did watch, you know, pretty much all the seasons.
Yeah. And they hinted at Harley Quinn in there, too. So that. Oh, God. I'm just making old connections now.
Yeah, easy there. Easy there.
And so doing all this. So with that, that means they've tested out stuff on there that later made it to the big screen because people like it. So do you think we're going to see the same thing with that? And I have a strange feeling that we're going to want to see, because Batman's been around for a hell of a long time. Like, apparently, like, he was there. Like, Arrow was, like, in the crossover of the Elseworlds. He's like, I was the first vigilante, not Batman. He doesn't even exist. And then they're like, oh, shit, he exists. And they're like, oh, shit, he's gone. And Bruce Wayne Manor's gone to hell. And Gotham's gone to shit. But wait, there's Batwoman. Oh, shit, there's still a Batman. It's like, oh, God. And it's just going. So, you know, we have that. And so, they may not allow big Batman villains that you would think. Like, they already hinted at. They've shown that they kind of established, like, you got Bane, Mr. Freeze, Oswald Cobblepot, the Riddler, Zsasz, and one or two more. But we know Zsasz isn't going to be in there because he's in the Birds of Prey movie. And we'll get to that in a minute. But do you think that characters and villains we may not see on the Batwoman TV show, or perhaps we may not see in the Batman movie who should be in it, like one or the other? And... we may not see those guys on or gals on there because one's on a TV show or one's in the movie or opposite. You think that's going to be a possibility?
Maybe.
Epic answer.
Yeah. Actually, you got me pondering.
Yeah, I mean, that's a known thing to happen already. It's been seen so many fucking times. Like, they didn't do King Shark in Suicide Squad because he was already on Flash. You know, now they're starting not to care as much.
That's right. I do recall that. Okay.
I mean, there's so many examples. Deathstroke is one of them. They took him off Arrow because he was going to go to Justice League.
Yeah.
You know, and whether or not the plans work or fail, they still get affected for a couple years before we start seeing him back on, because then the Justice League thing happened. So they're like, okay, Arrow, you can have Slade Wilson back for a little bit. He's not going to do anything. So maybe he thinks there's no Legion of Doom movie and all that. And so with these villains on here too, getting to that, because you're really thinking about that one. Getting to that is, I have a list of some villains that I want to I think would work very well in this. They're pretty classic Bat villains. They're not some of the lower name people who are going to be like, wait, what the people are like, what the fuck are these villains? There is one or two on there, but I definitely think that these ones will fit a bunch of the most detective and noir sort of feel to it. Now, see if you can recognize some of them. You ready for them?
All right, and trust me, I'll let you know if I recognize them.
Okay. First up off the bat is a newer one that we've seen on the Gotham TV show and I love in Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo's run on Batman in the New 52. And they're still in Young Justice. Like, they created it, and it's a group that's in Gotham. It's like a rich cult, and they're highly dangerous. They have, like, assassins and shit like that, undead assassins that are very fucking deadly. Like, it's ninjas and whatnot. And they have a team to them. They're all throughout DC media now, so that's why, like, Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo, bless you guys for creating them. The Court of Owls.
Yeah, no.
No? You don't know the Court of Owls?
No, you said it was on the Gotham TV show, right?
No, it started first in the Batman comics. Newer books, and well, somewhat newer, in Volume 1 of New 52, that you
know. How new? This will help me
answer a couple years ago now, but it's been a part of DC yet. Universe in the cartoons, in the books, throughout different books other than Batman's Justice League. They popped up once in there too, and a whole shit ton of, they were just recently in Young Justice season 3. There's so many things that they're in that they're such a big part of it. Like, Court of Owls is fucking evil groups. You do not know the Court of Owls?
Not really. You said they've just started adding them to the issues a couple years ago. Then definitely not.
Okay. Take a look, man. Take a look. Watch the comic book episode of the Batman Court of Owls.
Well, I might have one in here. I got a freaking box with full of freaking, at least like 100 comics, so.
There you go. Well, it's a long fucking issues. It's really long.
Remember a friend I told you about, so there you go.
True. We all have that friend of comics. Next one we got going on here is a little bit more of the ones up that you'll know. Riddler.
Okay, yeah, of course, classic.
Classic. Fits the noir feel. Fits the most detective Batman's ever been. Very much detective. Very much can be in a noir sort of feeling.
Well, if they're putting the Riddler in this new film, God, I hope Jim Carrey comes back as him.
Fuck you.
Why? You're not a Carrey fan, are you?
I am just like, I'm fine with the actor. I'm fine with the man. I don't want him as Riddler.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just because he plays a perfect psychopath. I mean, come on. You got to admit that. You can't.
No, I'm good. I don't want that for Edward fucking Nygma.
I can't help it. I can't help it, man. I'm just an old heart.
Oh, my God. Jesus. No. No. Because there will be that scene of like, oh, Batman.
And it's like, okay, no, well, what about Wally? Off.
That's not, no. Fuck no. No.
Wait, you don't want Wally there?
No, I don't. You know what? I'm going back to the Gotham show. The guy who plays everyone.
Okay, fine. I'll be the Riddler.
You'll be the Riddler.
I'll be the Riddler.
I can think of like way better villains. But.
I'm just kidding.
No, I know. I can think of way better
villain. I had to mess with you for a little bit, man. Jeez. Anyways, let's move on down the list.
Edward, no. Do you have like fans like, he's a stupid piece of shit. I'll let him on the podcast. Get him off.
Oh, come on. You guys, hopefully there's not that big of haters listening to this.
Oh, God. You have not seen the hate for him as Riddler. Moving on. moving on is one I want to say that we could definitely use because Birds of Prey, okay, before we go any further, is Birds of Prey, do you think that's going to be connected to the Batman movie, or do you think Birds of Prey is its own thing? Because if Birds of Prey doesn't have Batman in it, it's a crime against fucking humanity.
It should be connected.
Okay, cool. And noir feel, what you thinking, man? What do you think of the years? I'm thinking 90s.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, wait. If like, So if he did the 20 years, so we started what, in the 2000s?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, because then they could play that and be like, it was 20 years. So they may, late
90s. Well, okay, if it was 20 years, yeah, it would be, yeah, it would definitely be about, like, yeah. Yeah, we're right on point. I'm sorry, I was doing a little bit of math in my head.
It's probably either going to be late 90s or early 2000s.
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah. That would be really cool if it was early 2000s, yeah. Or especially the
90s. That's a no-brainer.
Honestly. Yeah, we're going to get tired of period pieces here pretty soon, because we have so many fucking stuff in period pieces coming up, especially the 90s. We have Stranger Things Season 3, Captain Marvel, we just had Bumblebee, we just got, fuck, there's a few more coming out too.
I'm stoked for Bumblebee right now too.
Huh?
I am stoked for Bumblebee. I've been waiting for Bumblebee Solo.
You haven't seen the movie yet?
No, I told you I've been busy, man. I got a lot of stuff I gotta do, but I need to watch that so bad.
Dude,
I was wanting to go like the week of its release, and then finances got in my way.
Oh, fair enough. I understand that.
Yeah.
As a lifelong Transformers fan, it's one of my secret loves. I don't post about that much, but I plan on changing that. Is beautiful. Moving on, though, man. So, yeah, 90s, 2000s. I wanted to establish that before moving any further. So, like, the feel of these characters would be... I really want it to be the 2000s, because that'd be really cool. It'd be like my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like my childhood, like, seeing the villains and that during that time. Especially during the 2000s, like, early 2000s, when I became, like, a big comic fan. Be like, yes! Fuck yes!
I can honestly say with confidence and without a doubt, I guarantee it'll at least come close to the early 2000s.
Oh fuck yeah! There's no way it doesn't. Moving on.
Don't stress too mad on that, man. You're cool. Good.
No god. So some of the
other. What else you got on that list, homie?
Couple. So we got Joker. I want to see a redone Joker. If they don't redo the Joker in Birds of Prey and make him better from Suicide Squad, then I don't know what to tell you. But if they do, and then they bring him into the Batman, because people like him, such as they get rid of the tattoos, and like, we're just going to retcon that? Like, we retcon the old universe? Yeah, and he doesn't have tattoos, and he doesn't have a grill, and he's really Joker?
Yeah, he's the real deal Joker.
Yeah,
not wannabe gangster Joker. No offense, I get the point where they were going with that.
I found it
at the same time though. I mean, but come on.
It, but it wasn't really the Joker that you want.
I'm sorry, but as a Batman lover, and you know, like just always loved watching Batman, especially on WB and stuff like that. Man, it's just always iconic just to see the classic psychopathic freaking, you know, Joker, like the Mark Hamill Joker. Oh my god.
Right.
What do you think of his voice for the Joker, you know?
Well, you like, want to switch over to animation.
Just in general, just like the Batman Joker, just like, you know what, scratch that question, just, yeah, no tattoos, no grills, just, I want a simple psychopathic clown that tries to push bats around, you know, and tries to push him to his limits, but doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because of his morals. I would love to see that again in live action.
Right? And we've already know there's a bunch of villains in it.
Mm-hmm. And that is one person I do hope he is in it.
Fuck yeah. If there's a team of... This is what I want. I still got a couple more, but if you're going to tell me there's a big rogues gallery and it's going to be a noir and the most detective Batman's ever been, then you know what you got to do? You got to do... We've seen so many movies of him going against one or two villains, or if you count Batman Forever or whatever, fuck, it was three, but it doesn't really count because Bane was stupid. But that was all stupid. But I would take, I forget those things. Batman what? Going in and seeing, we've all seen the going against one or two villains, or maybe three at max in a movie. How about we have a team? Five. That would really fucking do it. If you wanna tell the audience and your DC comic fans, who you somewhat failed as of recent, but you're doing such a good job with everything else, like you took away Affleck, okay. You want to give him a new Batman movie, okay. You want to reboot the universe, okay. You want, because I just found out, if you listen to the Kevin Smith thing, what Justice League was supposed to be. Oh yeah, I'm fucking pissed. Oh fuck yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm heated. And you know, so you want to change everything around like that. you're going to want to change, like, a team of villains going against Batman. And you've already established Robin's in there. So guess what? The Bat Family versus a Bat, the Batman Rogues Gallery.
Whoa. Okay, I didn't. Okay.
In the DC Universe of Metropolis is right. If they do the same thing, of Metropolis is right over there.
Yeah, so you, ain't messing with, you ain't messing with Daddy, are you?
Huh?
You ain't messing with Daddy, are you?
What the fuck you mean by that?
Like, you ain't messing with my heart, man, are you?
Oh, I was like, what? It's like, who's that?
Inside joke. I'll explain to you later.
Fair enough. So, I want to say is, we're definitely going to be able to see that. Like, we're definitely going to be able to see the... At least it's what I want. That I think if you're putting all this together, that's an opportunity right then and there.
That,
like,
that opens the door, definitely.
You have the fucking
sure.
universe, dude. You can even be like, they're like, oh, why not? But how? They'd be like, where the fuck did you guys get this equipment? And like, oh, LexCorp. And be like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, fuck, what happened? Like, oh, well, you know, Leonard Snart in Central City. It's like, oh, shit. Although I kind of want to make, like, Atlanta starting early or whatever the fuck. Like, you know, you're going to be the DC Universe. Take fucking advantage of it. You want...
Exactly. I mean, you have all this playground and you're only going to use a small corner of it. Come on.
But you know what, though? We're in the small majority in that one because people are like, Batman only, bitches. It's like, no. I have seen that for 20 fucking years.
Yeah, 20 fucking years.
I have
years,
seen
dude.
It in all the Batman. Like, that's why I loved Affleck. I'm like, he works so well with Superman and the others.
Oh my god, you have no idea, dude. And honestly, you're making, like, literally such a great point on this, too. Like especially just the Bat Family alone. Like, I mean, come on, you're gonna seriously try to make Batman take on all these people by himself?
Here, have a fucking
like,
thing.
Dude, he could whoop some ass, but dude, he can't whoop that much ass. No offense. I mean, I'm a fan, too. I'm a fan, too, okay? In my defense, I really am. And I will openly admit to say, you know, I'm not gonna be no fan wagon guy here. I mean, he can't really take on five fucking dudes who have five different types of skill by himself.
Fuck no. And you know what? Include the Killing Joke in it. You can put that, you don't need an entire movie dedicated to it. Put in a Killing Joke, and so the Batman's like, fuck! Oh god, what am I doing? And I, although, because there is a memorial dedicated to Robin. So I 100% agree, we are gonna see Robin die. We're gonna see Jason Todd die. Now they wanted to say it was like Dick Grayson, I'm like, fuck you. It's Jason Todd. We're gonna see Jason die. Maybe it's one of the factors of, like, Jason dies, like, that's, like, towards the middle of the movie, like, Jason's dead, and he's like, okay, I'm fucked. I need help. This is bad. And he calls in Nightwing. He calls in Batgirl, you know, and they have that happen. And so take out the Killing Joke. You can either include one of the two. But you gotta have something like that happen if you're gonna have the team of villains. No one gets away unscathed. There's nothing like that. And we'll see what happens with Batgirl and Birds of Prey. But, you know, I still haven't finished the villain list yet. Fuck. But I say,
no, dude,
do the team of villains.
This is good, though, man. This is good.
Yeah, the team of villains. Like, come on. And Bat Family, make an episode of the goddamn animated series where they've done that. They're like, Bat Family, away!
Now,
and it's like, yeah.
Now you said, and you did say that Jason Todd probably gonna die in here.
No, that's what I want.
Is that what you wanted?
Oh, I'd want. I would say that'd be a really good fucking point in the movie to have. Of like,
it'd be a good time. Well, if they do that, that would be a great way to, you know, start off a way to bring in the Red Hood.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't really die anyways.
No, and he's coming into, I believe he's coming to the Titans. If I remember correctly. So there you go. You can do that. You can bring him into there. No. Jason Todd dies. There is no if and don't say he doesn't die. He died. Like, that motherfucker gets blown up. He did.
You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, like, including the Lazarus pit. Yeah, because there's no way in hell. Jason, have you ever seen the movie Batman under the Red Hood?
Yes, I have.
So, yeah, he gets blown up.
In the big old building that comes down on top of the Joker. Yeah,
he gets blown the shit. Like, in all honesty, that body should not have survived.
You're right. Especially if you want to be realistic on the level they were at on the building.
It made a crater,
right.
Victor. It made a fucking crater.
I know. You're right. You're right. But, I mean, come on.
It's the comics. Shit. I'll give it to him. That's why I like the Batman Arkham Knight Jason Todd. I mean, it was like all that. And so, like, before he's like, oh, yeah, we thought you were dead. He's like, no, Joker had me kidnapped for a year in a closed-down wing of Arkham. And he beat me and tortured me every day for a year and then just set me loose. And, like, why didn't you come back? He's like, I wanted to get revenge on you for leaving me because you got a new Robin in that year.
Oh, yeah, he hated freaking Batman for the longest time, too.
So, there you go. But I definitely... That leads to one of the other villains that it could be because, you know, Red Hood has been like, oh, it was Red Hood was his villain at one point, but it's not really. They could do what they wanted to. Make it Hush. Hush could be a villain, if you know him. The one with the tan trench coat and the bandages.
Oh, okay. I don't know him, but I do, if that makes sense to
you. He's a very, very, very interesting villain who really would play the detective strains. We're moving on to the list now. Back to the list.
Yeah. I want to hear more of what you got, man.
Yeah, villain. Folks, let home. Put it out there that you want to see a team of villains versus the Bat family. That's the Bat movie we fucking need. We don't need another Batman versus one or two villains yet again. How the fuck are you going
to
do that again?
And on top of that, and to make another last quick point too, and on top of that, not just a normal one or two villains, it's always one or two of the same freaking villain.
Oh, God, yes. That's why I'm like, add these new people in. You know what would be really cool to see in there? You know what?
Start a proper cycle.
He's been established, and they said he got chased out of Gotham. Fucking Killer Croc can be in there.
Bingo.
Bring in fucking Croc. You know, that'd be really cool. He'd be a good team member in there. Oh, my Lord. You know what would be really fucking cool? Is if we had the poker scene table from the animated series.
Oh, shit.
Come on. You could make it work.
Oh, my God.
You could so make it work.
Holy shit.
I want that so bad. So bad to be seen in live action. Anybody who is good at Photoshop and wants to Photoshop, like, the poker table thing of, like, all the Batman villains around the table, like, I once killed Batman. And it's like, yeah, nice try, Pengy. And it's like,
you make a nice poster, I might buy it off you.
I would pay you $20.
I'll pay money for it. I'll pay for the quality, depending on the quality is what I'll pay.
And it depends on who you put in there. If you put Jim Carrey in there as a nice, like, little funny touch, I'd say, fuck you.
Okay, no. I was messing with you, dude. Yeah,
no, I'm talking to the artist out there, because there's some sick sons of bitches.
Dude, that's okay, though. I deserve to get shit for that one. I set myself up. But I was having fun with it, though. It's in my book right now, it was worth messing with you for.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
I got the reaction I wanted.
Now, we do have... I want to say the Mad Hatter. If we do the Batman team, the Mad Hatter would be very interesting.
Hmm.
He'd be very good.
He would be very good.
Now, if you notice, none of these people have powers. We'll get to that in a bit. None of these people have powers and whatnot. Because you know me, I'm a big fucking villain dude. So the fact you're going to tell me that you have a lot of villains in the movie, I'm like, yes. Yes.
Well, I mean, you can't have a good Batman film without decent or damn good freaking villains. I mean, come on, man.
You can't have good fucking superhero film without good villains.
Exactly.
Or a comic. Or a book. Or an animated show. Or a show.
There you go. Being right again.
Woo! So
you are, though.
He would be really good at the mind control of the hats and stuff like that, and mind control in general. That would be a nice play on it.
Well, I never really got to... I mean, he was another villain that I kind of, like, knew of.
He's very C-list.
I never got to get into depth with him.
He's a very C-list character you don't see that much.
That's probably... Okay.
Yes. But he's cool when he's brought in.
I know exactly who you're talking about, too.
Jervis.
I never really got to understand what his part was or who he was and stuff like that. At least some of these other villains that I know a little bit of who they are.
With him, it depends on what you read.
Okay.
So it depends on what continuity you're reading. But moving onwards is Scarecrow.
There you go. That one, I like this guy. Yeah. His little freaking chemical mixture shit or whatever, and just making people go nuts.
Proven fact, he's on Gotham right now, and he's a formidable fucking foe. Like,
is
he? He's got like.
Yeah, they made him a bit of a bitch in the freaking Christian Bale series.
Oh, yeah. I like him.
He was a hussy on that one. I did not like him in that. I mean, he was okay, but he wasn't like, oh my God, he could have done so much more with Scarecrow.
I want to say, though, that Scarecrow showed me how dark that super... Because I knew a little bit of soup stuff. Like, it was always the cartoons and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind totally it got expanded in my fandom and inspired me a lot. Because I saw Batman Begins, and that movie changed me as a comic fan forever in the best way. And Scarecrow was the thing that changed me to be like, ooh, I really like this dark shit. Oh, I really like this.
That's the only part that I liked about him, is the fact that you got to see that bit of a dark side of him. But correct. The only thing I was saying is I did not like him only because they didn't put him to his full potential.
It's true. He is. That's what I love about the Gotham show.
He has so much more to give for his Batman. They could have done so much more for that Batman Begins movie, because Scarecrow is my book, besides the Joker, like one of my like number one favorite villains out of Batman.
Yeah,
I love Scarecrow, dude. I mean, that dude.
Arkham Knight proves it. He's formidable. Yeah, Arkham the games in general prove it. He's a formidable foe. Like, it's insanity. The books prove it. Everything proves it.
He strikes his enemies in the place that they can hardly touch him. Their minds.
Yeah, like, literally. Okay, the army is, like, got, like, legitimately, like, Scarecrow's so fucking big. Like, Gotham fell, and it's 0 year thing. So, they're, like, Gotham fell's in quarantine and whatnot. The Joker and stuff like that. So, like, the villains and taking part pieces of the city, and they're like, they're trying to take it back and shit like that. And the army's in there, and they're like, tell me about Scarecrow. And they're like, basically, like, in the end, the army's like, oh, fuck that. Because they're like, yeah, exactly. that's who exactly. He is. And he's like, oh, and these are Delta Force.
Mess with him? Oh, no.
No. No, that's why I'm like, I told me and my grams watch the show, and like, we were watching as the army came in a recent episode. And, like, the Delta Force, and they're like, tell us what's going on here. And I'm like, I could not fucking imagine. There's a plot twist with them, though. It's really fun, cool. And, like, I couldn't imagine being the mission briefing of the Spec Ops. And they're like, all right, so I got the criminal list here that you guys are going to go through and try to arrest or kill if they fight you at all, any, which is going to be expected. And we're going to take back the city. Yeah, so far we have a Mr. Freeze, Victor Fries, over here. He is cool to the touch with frozen skin and has ice gun. We have Firefly, who has fire, and we have a man named the Joker, and we got the Riddler, Penguin, we got people who shape, we got a guy who shapeshifts, nicknamed Clayface, we got a lady who controls plants, and has poisoned hundreds of thousands of people, and murdered and has her own control, fuck that, like, where am I going, like, what is happening, oh, this guy who uses fear gas, and he's dressed up as a scarecrow and has his own army as well. Yeah. Good luck. What?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Because that's, like, you know, fuck one, this.
One huff of that gas, man. Freaking, he can take. If he wanted to, if Batman didn't have his freaking serum shit, dude. Batman, Scarecrow would be technically the first person to defeat the Batman. Technically.
Well, he almost did. He almost did in the Arkham.
Oh yeah. He technically, in a default fashion, he kind of did win that round, though, regardless. compared to most villains, you know?
And fans and listeners...
It's right there in the facts, you know? I mean, you can't really hide from them.
Oh, it's true. And I want to say before we go any further is that, listeners, we're not going to spoil that much about the game. Because a little top secret thing over here is Arkham Knight will be a next Comic Chronicle playthrough on the YouTube channel. So make sure you guys check it out on the FanCorp Network.
Love that game.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm like, do I want to spend the money and buy it? Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Rebuy it. So, next up on the list is, I have Penguin. Obviously, given he'd be really kick-ass, you gotta include him.
He takes over crime. Penguin's pretty cool, too. I just like Penguin just because he's a little wacko. I like him.
Correct. And the guy who plays him, Robin Lord Taylor on Gotham, amazing. I'm gonna mention the Gotham show because those people in there fucking love it. I love it with a passion.
Now, yeah, I've kind of seen the little pictures of who plays the Penguin. He definitely brings a different fashion to the Penguin.
Yeah, I mean, it's on past, like, from, if you just look up at pictures from season one, no. You gotta look them up what they do now, because he's a, like, season one, like, they're all, like, in rising up to who they are. So, but who they are now is, they're basically, like, 1% away from being truly who they are. Like, Bruce is basically
back. Like, literally, a little chubby, fat, pointy-nosed Penguin guy now.
He's not really chubby, but yeah. Well, as of
yeah, I was gonna say I kind of like the fact that it's kind of cool. I mean, yeah, of course the classic Penguin you can't beat, but I was actually kind of impressed. Actually, I never fully watched a little bit of the first season. I make a promise. I promise you now on live feed here, sir, that I will be watching Gotham again and all the way through. So
all right, you better.
But, well, I do. I've told you I've been wanting to. Just, I finally am now starting to get the time that I can get to myself. But anyways, what I was trying to say is, like, I saw kind of, like, pictures of some of the actors in their outfits for the Gotham show, and just, I am really impressed.
Yeah.
I think it might be their new stuff, too, because it's, because it was just posted, like, the other day I saw, I just came across it. Just some friends of mine were sharing some stuff, and yeah, they watched the show, and, dude, I am highly impressed. I love it.
Next up is we're going to get into, oh, Two-Face. Last on a no pilot list. He deserves a comeback.
Is he?
What do you mean?
Wait. Oh, sorry. I was just.
No, going back to the Batman movie here is Two-Face. I definitely want to see Two-Face in this film. Or at least maybe you could even have the bird. Don't kill Jason Todd. But fuck up Harvey Dent again.
Uh-oh.
Like, everything gets so bad that, and Harvey's like, oh, we got this. And, like, two scenes later, it's like, oh, we don't got this. Oh, we don't got this. Harvey's gone. He's gone. And he's like, gets Two-Face and whatnot. We sort of have a Dark Knight sort of thing with him. And maybe he joins and then helps the villains out and shit like that. I think that would be really cool.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
Like, he joins a team of villains towards the end. He's like, all right, they were right. I was wrong. Flip of the coin, Batman.
Flip the coin, heads you live, tails you die.
Yeah, pretty much. The coin decides who we are, Bat. Right. So next I want to say is, do we want to include people with powers in this? Because it's been probably, I mean, he has formidable, like, iconic people who do, but in this universe scene here, we do have metahumans already. But they weren't really well that known. So maybe we have maybe a Bane. Maybe we have an Ivy in there. I would say Ivy'd be. I want to see Ivy back on the big screen because, like, Gotham, touch it one last time, folks. Really showed us Ivy's really kick ass. Especially the recent one they've done of her where they aged her up and they gave her powers and shit. Fuck yes. Oh, yes. So that's just me, though. I really want to see that. Like, I think Ivy'd be really good. Who else has got powers on Batman's side? Bane, right. Ivy, Clayface.
Clayface would be a fun one, actually, because he never really got much. And honestly, I would love to see a live-action Clayface.
Right? They've sort of did him on the show. I mean, he doesn't really fit the noir, but he could fit the detective a little bit. It'd be like, what happened? It's like, well, secretly, you know, Mayor's been replaced, and we've been running things. That's how we got the drop on you and all that shit. It's like, oh, shit. Or like, Gordon, you know what? Gordon, we kidnapped him and his daughter. It's like,
right.
Oh, shit, Barbara. It's like, no. That'd be really cool. And then he's like, and then like, fucking Joker's just dressed up in his tropical gear. And it's like, hey, Batman. And then, like, or wherever the hell they are, at a dock or something like that. Me and the girl here are going on a cruise. Right. And then it's like, I don't want to go with you. Shut up. And this or it's like, and then in the end, it's like, I can't have. Like, this isn't part of the plan. And it's just like, he'll shoot her and then paralyzes her and shit right then and there. And it's like, oh.
So, right.
A lot less rapey. So, yeah, those are the villains. But now some of them don't really work, I want to say.
What maybe about, for the most of them. I just remembered one, too, I think. What about Black Mask?
Well, he's going to be in Birds of Prey, so what's the point?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, I forgot.
And so is Victor Zsasz. That's why I excluded all those, because those would be really cool. Those would really fit the motif. Some of these, like, Clayface don't fit the motif. Clayface doesn't. Ivy, maybe. Maybe cameos or something like that.
Right, or something like that, or maybe like a opening to something. Maybe use it to, as an opening, as a gate, multiple gateways for different storylines and journeys or something.
Yeah, I'm down with that. And Ivy would be cool in Birds of Prey, like, kind of neat. So that's just me, though. And so with Catwoman, she's not in there already. So yeah, I want to say, folks, that is it. Like, this, we're coming to the end of the episode here, and this is all the news and our little speculation on the Batman movie in 2020. We don't know what it's going to be called as of yet. I think it's just called Batman.
So, yeah.
Original title.
Honestly, yeah, that'd be awesome, actually, just to keep it that way. The Batman.
Maybe. What do you think?
Maybe. Or is it too bland?
If you really hype it up, like your social, like your marketing is really, really hyped, you do a lot of good shit, you get some really good trailers, and your movie's going to be really, really good, then I'm fine with that. If your movie's going to be just okay, I'm not fine with that.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Because, oh, what's it called? It's called The Batman. And it's like, okay, cool. That's a badass. Like, that sounds like a hardcore fucking movie. Oh, it's not. It's like, oh, shit.
Right. right.
So we don't want that.
I guess you're right. If you want to get into your real marketing for Batman, I mean, just, you know, pick at your brain a little bit, sit there.
I am sure we're not going to see the new Batman actor, though. We're not going to see any more fucking news this movie till the end of the year.
I would probably not even till a little bit after that, obviously.
Too. Oh no, there's no way in hell they don't go this year without, especially with how big this news hit already.
Okay.
There's no way in hell that we're not seeing anything, maybe sprinkled throughout the year or at least at the end of the year. There's no way in hell, because 2020 is going to be the year of their filming and doing all that shit in post. So 2019 is like the same of, oh, wait a minute. Oh, there's going to be some tough competition that year. That's going to be a good year.
Who's the contestant?
Jurassic World 3.
Oh, shit.
The final one, too.
Why did it have to be? Oh, they did that on purpose.
Fuck! Damn
I'm
it!
My coin, bro.
Oh, they're all owned by the same person. Damn it!
I don't know what I'm going to do. Whoa!
I'll tell you what, though. 2021, we're going to have a lot of fucking content.
Actually, 2021, I got a lot of movies to go see.
I got a lot of movies coming to see in general now. I don't know about you. Fuck. I don't even know it's coming out 2020. Shit. So, that is it, folks. We want to wrap it up here because we're getting the heavy speculation territory at the villains one. But I wanted to because we're both big villain fans. We wanted to give a few ideas out there, let them circulate in the web a little bit here because this is the Comics and Coffee Talk Show. So, we talk about things because we're fans just like you guys. So I want to say definitely, folks, thank you for tuning in to listening in this episode of the Comic Chronicle podcast. I know it's not an interview, but guess what, folks? More are coming soon. You're going to have a few weeks in a row of some very big fucking interviews here. I hope you can handle it. But in the meantime, enjoy these comics and coffee talk show segments and whatnot that we do. And we're hoping that you're excited as a Batman movie. Well, for the Batman movie as much as we are. And we also want to hear, give us a shout out on social media or comment if you're watching this on YouTube, comment down below of things you guys want to see in the Batman movie, you know? Do you guys want to see that Bat family versus, like, Batman villain team sort of thing?
I know I do.
Fuck yeah! Batman poker table! Hashtag poker, Batman poker table! Just gonna put that out there. I'll pay for the poster. So, definitely, folks, thank you for tuning in to this episode. And, Victor, I want to say thank you, man, for coming on here. It's been a blast talking with you, man.
Yeah, no problem, dude. I honestly appreciate just being on here in general.
Woo! So, and that's my co-host, guys. Now, Victor, where can I find you out on social media, good man?
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find me at Victor Hudgens on Facebook and at Victor Hudgens on Twitter. And, of course, I read the comments on the Fancore Network on YouTube.
Exactly. So, thank you, folks, for tuning in right now. And I definitely want to give a shout-out, too, because he gave a shout-out and says he's a listener and whatnot. And watches our content a little bit, at least on YouTube, is Sam Liu, the director of the DC Animated Universe. You watched their work previously and did a little bit of listening, too, if you're currently listening to this episode. Thank you for all the movies you directed, and appreciate that you love the review on Reign of Superman. And if you're listening, and you everyone else who worked on those movies, if you guys are listening, we love you all, and keep up the fucking good work. Thank you. You are doing the Lord's work! So, thank you guys for listening, especially you, Sam. Thank you, guys. And, of course, folks, if you guys want to tune in to more of the Comic Chronicle podcast and stay tuned for all those interviews that we have coming up here with people from Marvel, DC, indie books, maybe a Godzilla or two, you know, maybe, who knows. So, stay tuned, folks, with that, and keep track of the Comic Chronicle podcast on FanCorp networks, social media network sites. It's a fucking mouthful, ladies and gents. And Twitter and Instagram, at Real FanCorp. That is Twitter and Instagram, at Real FanCorp. And then also the FanCorp Network on Facebook and YouTube. So make sure you guys give us a like, a subscribe, or a follow, whichever you should do. And make sure you guys tune in to more episodes of the Comic Chronicle podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes Podcast, and comiccronicle.podbean.com for interviews, more coffee and comics talk show segments and whatnot, comic reviews, and all this other fun jazz. Because you know what, folks? We are here to help you escape from the modern day world, which is pretty bullshit. Have a little bit of your favorite, of your, let's just say your hobby or your favorite thing in the world or your fandom. We just let you escape into your fandom, folks. That is the entire point of the show and why Victor and I get together to talk about this. Because we want you guys to escape. You're in the car driving home? Why not? Listen, put it on. You know, the talk show or interviews. We're here to help you escape from the modern day world. That's the point, folks.
That That is true. I mean, come on. Like in my case, you know, I like to let this comics get into my brain, let the bats fly into the night sky.
Correct, man. And as a guy who lives in Arizona, let me tell you, fucking need it. And if you're living out in the cold and you're listening to this right now, hope you guys stay warm. So definitely, folks, thank you for tuning in right now. Victor, any final words to these fine Gothamites?
No, good God, and he ain't joking about the stay warm part. If you live in my neck of the woods up here in like Spokane, Northwest area, be single digits next week.
Shout out to my folks back in Illinois, all my family and friends out there, my besties. You guys stay warm out there in Sycamore, Illinois. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to this final episode. Well, not final. This episode of... I watched a video on Final Crisis the other day. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Comic Chronicle podcast today. I've been your host, Dakota Morgan, with...
Victor Hudgens here.
And stay classy, Gotham City.